We're delighted to get over the line there towards the end. We definitely lived a very, very charmed life, but you know, we knew we didn't play any in the first half at all. We still went on level, and you know, they were very happy with themselves at half time, and I think that, you know, they were a lot happier than us, and I mean that spoke volumes about, you know, where both teams were coming from. You know, they were spoke a lot to me during the week about our defensive system and how they were going to break it down, and I think they felt they were doing really well. So, you know, when we actually came out and played then in the start of the second half, they weren't expecting that, and you know, we managed to get a couple of scores on the board, and a fair bit of Keelan Wardy got up and full back and, you know, got a goal for us. It gave us a massive boost at that time, and you know, it was a real confidence after, and I think we kicked on about five points up at that stage, and you know, we were in a very, very good position. But for some unknown reason, it's the psychology of sport. When you get so far ahead, teams seem to just recoil into their shell and try and defend it, and you know, at time after time it catches people out.
Cavan this day week.
Well, I think the figures speak for themselves, you know. They've won the last three, they've won minor championships, you know, they're a serious breeding ground at the minute for talent. They give down a hammering tonight, and but look, you know, we have a couple of good footballers there too that, you know, that they'll have bother handling, and you know, it's I suppose it's what we can dig out of this now and try and work out the things that went wrong. You know, Derry, you know, caused us a lot of bother there, and we have to work out why they caused us so much problems, and you know, and try and fix those areas, because you know, it's going to be a huge step up to Cavan, and you know, we have to try and deal with that, you know.